This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perches Mishneh Yud. We're going back now to Inyonim that we discussed before, the Inyon of Hatzolas HaTumah Ayidei Tzomet Psil in the Avir Kliches and so on. Magat Meis, if something came into contact with the Tumas, with the Tomei Meis. The Tomei Meis, remember, is an Av HaTumah because the Meis is Avi Avois HaTumah. So Mamela, anything that came into contact with a person who came into contact with a dead body becomes a Rishon LaTumah. She'acholon u'mashkim l'toich piv. He has food or drink in his mouth, so the food or drink become tomei on contact with the person. So l'cha'oira, it should become a rishon. V'hichnis roisha l'avir hatanur tohor timu. He puts his head into the avir of a tanur that's tohor. Timuhu, the mashkin or the oichel, not the oichel, sorry, the mashka. This is part of Xerius Mashka, is mitame the tanur, vitor shahoyu acholin umashkim l'toich piv. Somebody who's tor and he has acholin umashkim in his mouth, v'hichnis roishe lavir hatanur is tomei. He sticks his head into the avir of a tanur, the ear space, which would be mitame anything that's in it, or any oichel, is tomei nitmu the oichlin umashkin that's in his mouth becomes tomei machmas davia, not the person the oichlin umashkin. Let's explain. Let's remember midaraisa a rishin letumo, which could be a person who's mikabel tumo from an avatumo, could only be mitamei oichlin umashkin, not kelim. That being said, chazal were goizer on mashkim that's noga berishoin, which normally should become a sheni, and then should only be mitame, not another oichel, it should only be mitame truma v'kotchim. Chazal were goyzer that mashkim shenogu berishoin, or even b'sheni l'tumah, the mashkim goes back and it becomes a rishon. Chiddush. They were goyzer otu mashkin in a person's mouth, in a mouth of a person who's an avatumah. So they made mashkim that was noga bedova tome always into a rishoin, and then memele it's mitame. Even Oichel Mashkin of Chulin, which can become a Sheni. Another Xeri is normally Mashkin, which becomes a Rishon, never an Av HaTomo. The regular Oichel Mashkin becomes Tomei, a piece of bread, a cup of water, doesn't become a Av HaTomo. The only Mashkin, which is an Av HaTomo, is Roik or Meiraglayim from a Zov. However, what they did was they took all mashkim, and they gave it a gzeira that's metame kelim. Minatera, a kli, could only be mekabel tumah from an av, so not from regular oichel mashke. However, this oichel mashke, they were goyzer otu, those type of mashke, which is avatum tumah chamura, and well, they made all kelim be mekabel tumah from mashkim. So, the person who's a rishon l'tumah, the mashkin that's in his mouth, the mashkin or oichlin, the first case of the mishnah that's in his mouth, l'chayre becomes a sheni. When the person sticks his head into the tanur doesn't become tomei because the person is a rishon, the tanur doesn't become a sheni because kelim don't become tomei. Kelim are only mekabel tumah from mashkin. However, since he has mashkin in his mouth and the mashkin was mekabel tumah from the person, so it's metame kelim, the kelim becomes a sheni. Now, normally kelim doesn't become a sheni, but from a mashkim, that's that second gzera that we just mentioned. That's why it becomes tomei. Now, if the person is tohor, but the tanur is tomei, the person does not become mekabel tumah from a kli, because the kli only becomes a rishon, touches a sheretz, or the sheretz was baviroi. So the kli, the tanur that is a rishon, a person doesn't become a sheni. However, the oichel mashkin that's in his mouth is yemekabel tumah as a sheni. So mele nitmu the oichel mashkin shebetoich hapiv, that's yemekabel tumah. All that is dagdama. The etzim chiddush of the Mishnah, behemshich to what we learned earlier in the perek, is in the first case the fact that oichel mashkin shebetoich piv, since it's in his mouth and it's not nivla, it wasn't swallowed, it's not tuma blua, and Mamela has a koyach still to be mitame what it goes into. In the second case, the Mishnah is teaching us that the oichel upiv the oichel umashke b'shebesoich piv is not protected against tumah ayidei being mukav tzamid psil. Why don't we say that the closed mouth of a person is a protection? It's a chatzitza. The answer to that, the Mefarshim says, because there's a Mishnah in Perkei Deporo and in the first Perek of Yadayim that ein matzilim b'tzamid psil. This idea of tzamid psil being a protection against being mekabel tumah to the tahara inside is only by kli. Odom not. Not so pashut, because it would sound like, you look at the Al Yerabba over here, there's a whole Arichus, and look in the Mishnah Tiris with Maram Mekaymis, that you talking that the Hatzola of a Tzomit Psil exists also by a mouth, doesn't have to be a Kli by a Balchai. And the Shah is, why should there be a difference between the mouth of a Balchai and the mouth of a person? As far as balua is concerned, the fact that water or food that's held in the mouth of a person is not tumah balua. The same thing l'chayr should be true. It's if it's in the mouth of a cow or a horse. L'chayr, it's also not balua. Balua is only when it's in the system, not what's in the mouth. The mouth is not balua, it's there. That l'chayr, there's no difference between a balchai and between an adam. However, l'gabit tzomit psil, the reason why there's a difference in adam and a kli, l'chayr, it's sealed, it's airtight. The chilik is because a balchai can't be mekabel tumah. So it's a protection against tumah. A kli that's sealed, avivat it's sealed if it's a kli cheres, it's not a kli shetef, so it's not mekabel tumah from the outside, it's only mekabel tumah from the inside, it's airtight. So memele protects the tire inside. The same thing is true of balchai. An odom is mekabel tumah, so therefore he can't be the protection against, he can't be the tzomit psil. Even though, to be honest, it's not so simple as that, because when a person sticks his head in, Odom is not mekabel tumah from the avir of a kli cheres. The sheretz inside is metame de tanur, but that becomes a rishon. The rishon of the tanur can't then make the person to a sheni. Afilo achi, a person be'etzem is royal lekabel tumah, meli he's not a mukav tzomit psil. A balchai is. So legabi mukav tzomit psil, a balchai na Odom acholuk, legabi tumah blua, they're not. That's one you saw it over here, see in the Mefarshim. Another Zach to point out over here is a famous Kasha that the Mikdash Dovid asks. We've quoted early on, in the beginning of the Masechta, Rambam, where the Rambam says that a Zov v'Zova, this is a Rambam per Ches, Mimitame Mishke v'Moyeshev, Zov v'Zova Shechnisu Yodom Lavir Kliches Ein Mitam. What the Rambam seems to be saying is that in order for a person to transmit tumah, zov is a rishon l'tumah, in order for him to transmit tumah to the in the avir, to the kli cheres, he has to be in gansin, he has to be nichnas. His hand inside is not called transmission in the avir. Why? The hand is not the mensch. A miktsas chelik migufoy is not the ganze mensch, it's not the person. Why over here, if a person sticks his head in and is a tamei meis, is a yemei tamei? And l'chor, the chilek has to be that the klal that a miktsas of an odom is not the tumah that could be called giving over tumah is only by zova. Zova is not mitame al tabadi. There's a mensch. The ganze chalois chefts of the mensch is a zov. A half of a body of a zov is not a zov. Masha Enkein, when we talk about a person who was mekabel tumah from a maize, kabolas tumas maize, the shame of the tumah, is not an odom that was nitma me maize. It's anything that was mekabel tumah from a maize. Kalim, oichel, anything that touches the maize becomes tummy. It happens to be the person over here. Not so much the gavra is a mensch who is mekabel tumah. There's a heftza called a person. The person is mekabel tumah, the same way food or kelim is mekabel tumah. So half of the person is also part of that thing. The same way if an apple was mekabel tumah from a maize, if half the apple touched, that also transmits tumah. The klal of the Ram, the vort of the Ram is in a zov v'zova, because zov v'zova is not out the chefts of the person. It's there's a toyar ha'odom called a zov v'zova, and the hand of that person is not the person, it's only the hand. This is what Reb Chaim says on that Rambam. Problem is that other Achrenu, Reb Itzela, And the Osamech seem to say it's a klal that by Odom, Tumah is only on an Odom Shalom V'loy Eivim Mimenu. But this Lachar would be a very good word to be Mechalik, and Lefi that, and the Kash is not Shver. The hand of a Tomei Meis is also a thing that's Nitma V'Tumah's Meis, it would transmit Tumah. The hand of a Zov is not the Zov. Let's go weiter. Person was eating dvelos all over Chazal. They would take te'enim, figs, and they would squeeze them ear tight. This way they would hold, they wouldn't spoil. They would put them on a string. You have in the Elul Matzias, everybody remembers. And he's eating a dvelo, biyadayim misoyevos, means that his hands are tomei. The reason why the Mishnah uses this word is not biyadayim tmeos is because it's yodayim tmeos. What does that mean? Midrabbonon, there's a concept that your dayim become a shniyos l'tumah. Midrais is not such thing as part of a person becoming tame. Chazal were goyzer that without netilas your dayim, the hands of a person that are askonius, that were goyzer a standard level of shniyos l'tumah. And that's where the mitzvah netilas your dayim comes from, or to truma, and so on. If his hands are shniyos l'tumah, then mitame mashkim, because mashkim is mekabel tumah. And it becomes a rishon, like we said. Not metama oichel, because oichel, unless it's truma, can become a shlishi, and his hands are a sheni, not a rishon. So he has the dvela; he touches yadayim misoyevos. The dvela is not tome. Hichnis yode l'toich piv little asatzvar. Got stuck to the dvela a little bit, pebble or a peel. He stuck his hand into his mouth. Remeh mitame, since his hand is a shniyos, his hand which is a shniyos touches the roik shebefiv, as I state, that's a mashke, that becomes a rishoin, it's then mitame the dvela which becomes a sheni. The way we said, that the mashke always turns into a rishon, that's one gzera, and memel it's going to be mitzarif with this sheni l'tum of yadayim yisraelos, and the dvela will ultimately become a sheni. If you view the mitayr, the roik in his mouth is not nechshav a mashke when it's in his mouth. It's only the mashke that was yotzim bipiv. We said that the whole gzera of mashkin is otu, roik, and mei raglayim of azov. That's only roik once he spat it, not when it's in his mouth. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im hofach, if he turned the tvela over in his mouth, tomei, because when he chewed it, then the roik, which is just at the edge of his mouth, now becomes like a separate, even though it's in his mouth, didn't exit the walls of his mouth, but now becomes a dover bifnei atzmei, becomes a mashke. Im lo hafach tohor. So this is a middle shita between Remei and Rabbi Yehuda. Remei holds that's a mashke, Rabbi Yehuda holds not a mashke, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Depends if you could see the roik as a separate zech. Similarly, if you want something like halacha lemaisa, there's the famous chumah, it's a briska chumah, based on a diuk in Rambam, that a person shouldn't swallow his spit on Yom Kippur. So, l'maisin halacha psuk, it's not brought. However, they do bring that if a person had already sort of like drew his spit in his mouth, that was a davar bifnei atzmoi, like that the mashke was oimid bifnei atzmoi, then he shouldn't swallow it, because he's swallowing a mashke which was nekam im koimer. It's a similar type of idea. Now this Indian only comes into our Mishnah, Otu, the first chelik of the Mishnah, but still we'll explain one extra prat. The way we just explained this Mishnah, the din over here, we were talking about a dvela of chulin. And the shaila is that the dvela of chulin was mekabel tumah from the mashka, which was mekabel tumah from the yadayim misoyves, it became a rishon and turns the dvela into a sheni. The lamaisa, when you look at the Rambam Pirshim Shnayis and in Yad, the Rambam does not bring this din legabe dvelo shel chulin, he brings the legabe dvelo shel truma. And the way he explains is that he does the same thing with the cheshmer of rishon and sheni, yadayim with the roik. However, what he's talking about is that the dvelo itself wasn't roik lekabel truma, because it wasn't hukshar with one of the zayin mashke. Any food item which would never touch mashke is not hukshar lekabel truma, that's meseches machshir. That being said, it's only when the dvela goes into his mouth and touches the roik shebefiv, you have to know if the roik shebefiv is a mashke,
to be machshir the dvela. It's a dvela shel truma. Thereafter, it's makabel tuma. And if it's makabel tuma, then he has a problem because he can't swallow it. Why doesn't the Rambam explain the way we said? He's maskim to the whole cheshbon that we just said with Rishon and Sheni and Yedayim Maseiros and Gzeiros Mashkim. The reason is, Mefarshim explained, that there's no nafkaminim, because if he has chulin in his mouth, what's the difference if the chulin becomes tame? He'll swallow it. Now, you have to say that there's no iser to swallow chulin that's tame, which is the pashtus. Why should there be an iser? L'maisa, it's a discussion amongst Rishonim, because there is a darga l'chetchil of not eating chulin that's tame when they kept the dinim of Tumat Tayin. The Rambam doesn't hold the way. The Rambam in Tumas Eichlin holds that there's no gzeira, there's no iser to eat oichel tmeins, and there's no nafkamina. So the only iser, the only din that could evolve over here in the Mishnah was only the din of the dvela. If it's truma, then he has to spit it out. The shaila is that if somebody eats oichel tmeim, even if it's not oser, could be he himself becomes tame. So lemaisa, what they shtel su, the Mikdash David shtel su, is that the Rambam is lushitos. So the Rambam writes in the Hagdomah to Tyrus, in Ois Pei Dalid, that Mashkin Haboyin Machim Siyadayim Tmeim is only a problem, they were only goyzer on it, Legabi Truma, not Legabi Chulin. Since, anyway, it's talking about not a real Dovah Tommy, because you're talking about Yadayim Misoya voice. So the Mashkin Habom Machmosoy, the Mashkin in his mouth, the spit that's in his mouth, that would only be a problem when you talk about Truma Chulin. That's why the Rambam said it only by Dvelish or Truma. Well, we mentioned before about Yom Kippur, the same type of Diyun, how you look at Roik that's in a person's mouth. If it was turned over, it was Nekam Mkoymoy. Look at the Magen Avraham in Tov Kuf Samach Zayin Hilchos Yom Kippur. They mitzayin dachreinim on that Magen Avraham, that type of raid. The other place where it's negea is in Erechaim Simishin Nun, legabe roiko shenitzalosh bepiv, if it's considered a mashka that's in his mouth, legabe tiltal on Shabbos, if it's called something he's carrying liquid in his mouth, would be the same idea. The last case in this Mishnah, hoya pundyoin l'toich piv. Pundyoin is a very small coin. It's a 1/12 of a dinar, so it's quite small. He put it l'toich piv in his mouth with the dvelo, and then he puts his hand in to take out the pundyoin. Rabbi Yossi Omer im litzmoi, if he put the matbeya in his mouth in order to draw out the roik in his mouth, like sort of when you have a candy, that's what brings out moist in the mouth. If a person is suffering from dryness in the mouth, suck a candy, that could bring out the moisture. So he did the same thing. They didn't have sucking candies in those days. He did the same thing with a coin. Rabbi Yossi Omer, if he did it for that, because he was thirsty, tomei, it's tomei. Because that roik was produced in order to wet, to moisten the mouth. So that's avada looked at as a mashke. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ha'isha shenotav cholav midader v'nofel avir ha'tanur. A woman that a little bit milk dripped out of her body, and it dripped out, v'nofel avir ha'tanur, tomei. We're talking here about a woman, obviously, who's Tomei. She is either an Avatomu, which means she's a Nida or a Zovo, or she's a Rishon L'Tomei. She was Negev B'Tomei Meis, or Negev B'Meis Atzma, she'd be an Avatomu. She was Negev B'Tomei Meis, she'd be a Rishon, also Metama. Mashka Yoitze Mia Tomei is Tomei. Sheretz, if she would touch, also she would become a Rishon. And this is also not so pashut, because how does the mashka that's yotze, let's say dam that's yotze from a person who's tame, gets a cut, and a little bit of blood drips out? How does that blood get tumah? So you'll say touch the tame, so it goes down a dagger. So what happens if he was a rishon? The mashka was a sheni. Okay, so that's a din derabonon. I'm sorry, that itself the mashka would be a sheni. However, mishum gzeres mashkin, the mashka goes back to being a dagger of a rishon, and now it can be mitame the tanur, because mashke is metame kelim. That's the second gzera that we talked about in Mishnah Yud. So because of that, this mashke that was yotza mimenu is metame shamashke metame lerotzim shalei lerotzim. She didn't mean to be noitiv cholav midadev toich hatanur. It happened. Lemaisa, this is not like hechsher mashke, which is only mirotzim a person, not shalei lerotzim a person.
the din b'fnei atzmoi. Over here, we're talking about the mashke itself being a davar tamei. That is ben berotz and ben shaloi berotz. Now, even this is not so pashut. And the reason for that is that there's a whole discussion in the sugya in Krisus Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that while we talk about gzeres mashkin, we're talking about mashkin as opposed to oichel. Oichel is arishan is metama sheni, and that's it. It doesn't go back. Where an oichel, it's mekabel tumah, doesn't go back to being arishan. If it was mekabel tumah from arishan, it blibes a sheni. Here we look at the chol of isha as being a rishon. The Gemara says be'etzem, it's not a mashke, it's an oichel. Why? Mashke is liquid as opposed to solid. Over here, this is the solid food of a baby. Heyos the oichel of a tinoik is chol of midadei o isha. Memela, that's oichel, that's not mashke. Memela, gzeres mashke be'etzem doesn't pass. Says the Gemara that after the cholov that was used for nursing a baby, which has a din of oichel, there's left one tipas cholov al dadeho isha, that drips midadeo, that's the mashke that we're talking about. That drop has a din of mashke because it's not the food for the tinuk. So mele, it's mashke and it has gzeres mashke, like we just explained. Ho'amna. This that we're goyzer, the mefarshim speak out, sugi nidin dafnon hey, that mashkim hayoytzim and atome sheyitmu is only berevius, a tipa of that liquid should not be metame. So this is a choymer legabi truma v'kotchim, not to use the tanner in question. It's only a din in truma v'kotchim. It's not a din, it's not the pashtus of the Mishnah. Mishnah sounds like it would be tome in the simple sense, any cholov shenotim in that there. It's not talking about any cholov, it's talking about the last tipa. And it's not talking about any tome, it's talking about tome legabi truma v'kotchim. Okay. Hoysa garfatu, the woman whose tome is sweeping out the ashes from the tanur, making space for another round of baking. Vihiksa hakoitz. Viyotzimenedam, she poked herself, she started bleeding. Oishenichva, or she burnt, it was still hot, and she burnt her finger. Venosa etzbolot erpia. Most people instinctively, if they burn their finger gets burnt. They put it in their mouth. And then, after she put her finger in her mouth, she put it back in the oven. Nitmo al yideh, the dam or the roik that's on her finger, that's nitmo machmoso, because she's tameh. She put that back into the oven, it becomes tameh al yideh that. The Rambam brings this din differently. The Rambam has a girso. V'nosno etzbo letoich pio nitmeis. She becomes tame. That means we're not talking about a woman who's tame. We're talking about a tanner that's tame. A tanner that's tame, if a person sticks his hand in, the person doesn't become tame because the tanner is a reshoin. The person can't become a sheni. But what we're talking about is that since there's now cholov, I'm sorry, not cholov, dam, or roik on the finger of the person, the mashke can become a sheni. And then it reverts back to Rishon, Gzeres Mashke. Now that the Mashke is a Rishon, if he puts back in his mouth, if she puts back her finger in her mouth, and she has inside her mouth some Truma, then she has a problem. Because the Rishon, which is now the Roik, the Mashke, will be Metame the Truma that's in her mouth. That's what the Mishnah means to say. But it all depends on Gzeres Mashke, and that's why it's brought over here, Otu these dinim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.